yield time now to the senator from Florida for a colloquy with myself.
Senator from Florida.
Madam President, and I am grateful to the chairman of the committee to engage in a colloquy with me about a devastating disease, a bacteria called greening, which is devastating the citrus industry. We know of no cure. The bacteria kills the citrus tree in 5 years, and we're not going to have a citrus crop or industry unless we can find a cure for this bacteria. The bacteria is transported by an insect called a psyllid, and once the psyllid bores its snout into the bark of the tree and the bacteria is injected into the phloem or sap of the tree, it will kill the tree. They found various methods of spraying to try to prolong the life of the tree, but in essence, the tree will die in about 5 years. It's in every grove in Florida. It's now in the citrus industry in California and Arizona. And they have found the psyllid, likewise, in other Gulf Coast states, Alabama, Louisiana, and it is greening is also in the state of Georgia. And so what we are trying to do is to set up a trust fund, which is authorized in the bill, and to get it funded in order to find the cure for this disease so that an industry that has become so important to the entire country can be saved. I have talked at length with the chairman of the Finance Committee, Senator Baucus, who has been very supportive. As a matter of fact, we've passed a similar bill out of the Finance Committee in the last Congress. And I plan to work with Senator Baucus and Senator Stabenow to make sure that this trust fund becomes a reality as we move forward with this farm bill.
Madam President, I would just indicate to my colleague who has been such a strong advocate for his state, for his growers, his people, I'm very grateful for that. He has made his case very strongly. I understand that once a diseased tree is exposed to the disease, there's no cure. The tree will die within 5 years, must be entirely replaced. And in fact, as the senator indicated, this is something that affects many states, not only Florida, but Texas, California, Louisiana, Alabama, Arizona, Georgia as well. And so I know this is a serious issue for our citrus growers, and I'm committed to working with Senator Baucus to make sure the trust funds for citrus, as well as cotton and wool, are included in the final conference committee. I know these are concerns shared by a number of our colleagues, and I look forward to working with the senator from Florida as well as our other colleagues. This is a very, very important issue.
I want to thank Senator Stabenow for her commitment to helping fund a cure for citrus greening. And it is just that. It is an emergency situation. And because of the devastating nature of this citrus greening disease, the Citrus Research Trust Fund must have the guaranteed funding in the Farm Bill. We just simply can't wait any longer. And graciously, Senators Stabenow and Baucus have both been so encouraging and have agreed to me personally to restore the funding mechanisms of the trust fund when the Senate and the House go to conference on the Farm Bill. And when this Farm Bill makes its way to the President's desk, the Citrus Trust Fund needs to be a fully functional and a funded component.
Madam President, let me just say in conclusion that I look forward to working with my colleague to ensure there's a guaranteed source of funding for the Citrus Trust Fund. I understand the devastation that he's speaking about to an entire industry, and am looking forward to working with him.
And of course, I would just conclude, Madam President, by saying that I not only speak of this for my state, Florida, of which citrus is one of its primary industries, and now the product of which is a staple on every American breakfast table, but I speak also of our sister states, Arizona, California. By the way, to Madam President, I would say that the psyllid and the bacteria are in the state of Hawaii as well, Arizona, Georgia, Louisiana, and Alabama. And I am grateful, very grateful for this commitment. Thank you.